dharmacharis and dharmacharis to be. We have all made the journey to Il Convento. Most of you have made it for the first time. A few for the third or even the fourth time. Of those who have made the journey for the first time, most have made it in the hope of being ordained during the 3 months that we shall be together here. And it is to them in particular that these remarks are addressed, even though what I have to say will also be applicable to those who have made the journey to Il Convento not in the hope of being ordained, for they are already ordained, but in order to help others to prepare themselves for ordination. Addressing myself then to those of you who have made the journey to Il Convento for the first time and who have made it in the hope of being ordained, I wonder to what extent you realize the significance of this journey and the real nature of its connection with your being ordained here. Initially, when you received your invitation to this pre-ordination course, it might have seemed to you that the journey to Il Convento was no more than a means to an end. The end being, of course, to participate in Tuscany 84 and, hopefully, to be ordained. The actual process of getting here, it might have seemed, had no special significance. It was perhaps something to be got through as quickly and cheaply as possible. The main idea being that one should transport oneself from London or Glasgow or wherever to Il Convento with the minimum of fuss and bother. On the other hand, when you received your invitation, it might have occurred to you that the journey to Il Convento presented an opportunity of enjoying something you had not perhaps been able to enjoy for a long time, especially if you had been working in an FWBO co-op, i.e. a holiday, either with one of your spiritual friends or, less mindfully, in company of a rather different type. But even if you were concerned simply to get here or simply to enjoy a little holiday en route, it will almost certainly have dawned on you sooner or later that the journey to Il Convento was more than just a means to an end, more than just an agreeable interlude, and that it had a significance of its own that it was not easy to formulate in conceptual terms. Indeed, for some of you, it might have seemed that the more familiar you became with those magic words, Il Convento, Batignano, Grosseto, and the more mantra-like the way in which they rolled off your tongue, the more the phrase, the journey to Il Convento, came to assume for you overtones of a mysterious and even archetypal nature. That this should be so is not surprising. On more than one occasion, I have spoken in terms of our acting out in the course of our lives what I have called our personal myth. And the various journeys we make are often an important part of that myth. The journey is, in fact, a myth in its own right, so to speak. Or rather, it is an archetype which finds expression in many myths and symbols, many legends and stories, though without being exhausted by them, without being identical with any or all of them. Thus we have the voyage of the Argo, or Jason's journey in quest of the Golden Fleece, Odysseus' 10-year journey from the ringing plains of windy Troy back to his home in rocky Ithaca. The chosen people's still more protracted journey up from Egypt into the promised land. Monkey's journey to the west, i.e. to India, from which he and his companions returned to China with the false scriptures, the ones that had writing on them. The Prophet Muhammad's night journey from Mecca to Jerusalem, and from Jerusalem up through the heavens. Dante's journey through the Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso. Christian's journey from the city of destruction to the heavenly Jerusalem. Basho's journey to the far north. And many other journeys by land and by sea, through the air and through worlds and even universes. All these journeys possess, some of them more obviously than others, a significance that is not exhausted by their literal surface meaning. This being the case, it is only to be expected that a journey as crucial as the journey to Il Convento, that is to say, the journey to the venue of ordination, with all that ordination implies, should be imbued with a very special significance, even though that significance might not be immediately apparent.